Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing
yes,
today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I'm calling for my application for the Roundup.
Okay, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I thought this was the attorney's office.
Okay. Oh, yeah, are you going to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. All right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yeah, myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
2020. Sorry, I'm at work. I'm trying to find a room that doesn't echo.
That's okay. Do you remember the month?
July.
July of 2020. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
Okay. And do you know the subtype by chance? Do you know if it was a B-cell or a T-cell lymphoma?
It was B-cell.
The diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
At home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And then can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
It is 6444 Apple Street. Zip code is 15206, Pittsburgh, PA.
Thank you. And is this your current home address?
It is.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for? Hello?
You there?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep. I lost you there for a second.
Okay. Oh, I was just asking how many years you sprayed Roundup for?
Probably about 8 years.
8 years. And do you remember what year you first started spraying?
I'd say around 2012.
And what year did you stop?
2020.
And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, this is a smartphone, correct?
Yeah, it's a cell phone, yeah.
And are you a citizen of the United States? Right. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
All right. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L. My last name is K-R-I-T-S-C-H-G-A-U.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
10/15/1975.
That was 10/15/1975?
Correct.
Okay. And your social?
The last four. Is it okay if I just give you the last four digits?
Yeah, the full is preferred, but if you're comfortable with the last four, I can put that down as well.
Yeah, that 3608. I had an identity theft 10 years ago. I'm kind of nervous about giving out the full.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry you went through that. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Oh, I saw a commercial.
Was
and
that...
I started looking at it online.
Oh, I see. Was that recently? Was it this year or?
No, it was I think it was last year.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
5'8", 200 pounds.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number, the 724-640-2527?
It is.
And what is your email address?
It's KritchgawM@gmail.com. It's my last name and my first name initial, KritchgawM. It's KritchgawM@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And then how many times per month would you say you sprayed Roundup for?
Once a month.
Once a month. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
And you said you started in 2012 and you stopped in 2020?
Yeah, so about 8 years.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No.
Okay.
You just sprayed it from a bottle.
All right. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And if you just had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10, over 20, over 30 times.
Over 30, most definitely.
Over 30. And then do you get your water from a well?
No. No, it's city water.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And then the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Okay. And where were you purchasing that from?
Home Depot.
And do you have any receipts or empty bottles by chance?
I have some empty bottles. I'm sure I could find some receipts.
Okay.
Right. I keep receipts for everything in Vivo.
All right. If you do find either of those, I would definitely keep that and let the attorneys know, just in case they might ask, they might need it.
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
All right. And what is your current job title?
I am a union ceramic tile setter.
Union ceramic
tile setter.
Okay. And your current employer?
It is J.P. Phillips.
And do you have the employer address or?
It is 100 Ryan Street, Pittsburgh, PA. I'm not sure the zip code. I don't know that one off by heart. I just know their address.
Pittsburgh, 15205.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
I have, but not from J.P. Phillips. I was self-employed while I was doing the treatment.
Okay.
I started with J.P. Phillips this year in January of this year. But yes, I was self-employed, so yes, just not from J.P. Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how much time would you say you lost?
Oh, shoot, probably 40 days total through it all. I was in the hospital for about 10 days and then my treatment.
Gosh. Okay, for 40 days. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And then other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
DUI. When I was a kid, when I was 16, 17.
Okay. And then do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Right. And then can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
That was... Oh, shoot. What hospital it is? Okay, here in Pittsburgh. I think it's Presby. I just call it UPMC. So is it Presby or UPMC? I don't know. I think it might be both.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess maybe it is. UPMC in Monroeville. Yeah, it's Presby.
Presby. Is it the one on 200 Lothrop Street? Lothrop?
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Presby.
Right. And then do you remember your physician's name?
It's Dr. Appleman. The my Presby doctor or my PCP?
The physician who diagnosed you or is the one that treated?
That's Dr. Appleman.
Okay. Was it Leonard Appleman?
Yes. I believe so.
Right. And then when was the last time you were treated?
2020. July of 20.
July of 2020.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
I don't know. It was miserable doing the chemo. It was painful. Mm-hmm. Made me sick as hell. So, and I got grandkids that I enjoy playing with every day. And took me away from that for a while.
No.
But it made me pretty damn miserable.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing better now?
Yeah, a lot better. Cancer free.
Oh, that's good to hear. Oh. And what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's?
Hold on a second, I got a train here.
Okay.
All right, now say again.
What type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy and I think it was an immunotherapy. And then I was going to a pain clinic for a pain med. Look, got a cold. Thanks to them grandkids. They bring everything home from school.
Yeah. All right. And then you said your current home address was the 6444 Apple Street?
Correct.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Sure. 724-672-8537. It's my daughter.
Daughter.
Kayla.
Does she live with you?
She does.
Okay. And her name was Kayla?
Yes. Same last name.
Right. And have you used DocuSign before?
I have.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive them as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier for you.
Okay.
Okay, I think it just sent through.
You there?
Yes. Did you receive it?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. And then while you look over those, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line, just so you have my number as well as the attorney's.
All right.
Okay. Were you able to open up the documents?
No, it's not letting me. No, it did.
It opened?
On haywire. I'm trying to open it so I can sign it. There it is. There we go. I got it.
Okay. Were you still looking through it? It should have been the one that said Maisoon Afridi at Mass Tort Strategies.
I pulled that up. It's just not letting me. Not let me doctor sign.
Okay.
I might need my daughter to help me.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I just sent you a text from my direct line in case it doesn't work later on. You can let me know. But I also sent you their number as well. So once you do sign it and send it back, the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
That's fine. And I'll just get my daughter to help me sign it later when I get home.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. If you have any questions at all, please let me know.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.